I guess he was the one that came with a Wabash Cannonball.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, isn't he still on the Grand Ole Opry?
Uh-huh. He sung a little religious song up many weeks ago. Glory, glory, hallelujah, somebody touched me. Mm-hmm. Must be in the hands of the Lord.
I know that song. You able to pick up a Grand Ole Opry on the radio here?
No, on television.
How long have y'all, how old were you when you got your first radio? You remember?
Oh, I was in 31. No. 39, I believe, right about the time Dickie was born, when we got the television.
Oh, that's television and radio.
That's television, yeah. I forgot. Well, I don't guess we did.
So you were already a grown man, though, for...
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I remember the radio and television when we first got
them. What about how old were you when you saw your first car?
I had a Model T days in 27. I bought a 1927 Chevrolet, but it was in 29. It was a used car when I bought it.
Well, you know, the first car that I ever saw, Jim had it, you know, your brother.
But them Model Ts.
They was Model Ts.
I owned one of them, too.
And I never did, that's the first car that I ever saw, I believe.
Well,
they hadn't been here all that long.
That's true, sure has.
And now look at the airplanes and everything. Everything was just...
Those rockets and things.
Mm-hmm. And my son used to be in that guided missiles, you know. He used to be down in Florida, the base down in Florida. That's the one lives in North Carolina.
Was it at Cape Canaveral down there? Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
And then he was in that, that's where he's in, like, is it electronics, you call it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking about things that they grew around here. Did any of them ever grow up? Anything like rice around here?
No, not rice.
I don't remember any rice.
Sure don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like that though. Sure do.
I do too. It's.
I don't believe it grows around here.
I don't think it does.
Well, they got to have a swampy area, a mm-hmm. low area, mm-hmm. or something.
And people used to raise a little tobacco. I reckon they still do. Where was we going when we saw all that tobacco?
Oh, God.
Might
have
been up North Carolina.
Yeah, but they grow a lot of it up there. That's a big...
Well, that's where we saw it.
I'm like, Mr. James was in the barbershop now. I forgot to mark it off my book.
I believe it was when we was in North Carolina we saw all those tobacco patches.
When you were boy, did all the men always grow their own?
He did.
I always did. French out.
Oh, was it, which were you making, this cigarette?
Yeah. I never did smoke first draw out of my life.
Did you ever smoke cigars?
No, never did smoke a cigar. When we lived over there in some shacks where Dickie lives now, I made up my mind. I'd been smoking ever since I was 20 years old. And I'd been laying off to quit it. One morning, I'd been telling her I was going to quit smoking some of these days. So one morning I got up, and it was raining when I got up, and I knew it. Wouldn't be no use to you know her because we couldn't work that day. It was 4:09. She done had breakfast ready and called me breakfast. I went in there and eat breakfast, and when I got up from the table, had a can of Prince Albert here, nickel book of OCB papers in the pocket, and some lighter fluid, and you know that lighter. And
it's put in
when I like always, when the first thing I do when I get to eating, I roll me a cigarette. And I rolled that cigarette. I'd been telling her I was going to quit, and just about the time I got ready to put it in my mouth, the lighter just fell off a piece of tobacco. I just got up from the table and told her, I said, now that's my last one.